Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where the realms of true crime, the supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Matt.
I'm Jordan.
Let's dive right in. So today, Jordan, I've got a good story for you. And I'm going to take a little bit out of your playbook, because this one's definitely a mystery, but it falls under the medical mystery category.
I love it.
But it's also slightly conspiracy theory, and maybe even a slight paranormal.
Very intrigued.
Maybe even a slight alien related. Just kidding.
Alien? What?
So today we're going to talk about Gloria Ramirez, also known as the Toxic Lady. And because I'm going to be trying, I want to be respectful. That is the one and only time that I will be using that, because that's rude.
It is a little bit rude.
I know where it came from, but anyways. Let's go back to the beginning, Jordan. I was literally going to start singing the Big Bang Theory song again.
It's a good song. It's a great song. Now my brain's going with it, but all right.
I have. I literally looked up the words the other day, and I was going to put it in my notepad just for this moment, but...
A whole universe. Anyway.
Hot, dead, steep.
And nearly 14 million years ago, expansions started.
I must have seen how far you would sing it for. They don't want to hear me sing. Anyways.
I feel like I know all of it, but if I actually stop to think about it, I'm screwed.
I love freaking best show ever, by the way.
Oh, it was a great show.
Anyways, it was a chilly evening on February 19, 1994. I, myself, was only 5 years old. Not that that's relevant to the story at all.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for that information.
To be fair, it shows like... how long ago it actually was. Like, to me, 1994 doesn't really seem that long ago.
But it was.
Yeah. When I'm like 35 now, so that was like 30 years ago.
It's a long time ago. It's weird, though, to think about.
Actually, that was exact almost to 30 years ago. Damn it, I should have done this on February 19th.
Sad day. Yeah, no recording this on March 15th.
I couldn't even do it on March 19th. What the hell?
I know. What's wrong with you?
Anyways. Gloria Ramirez, a 31-year-old mother from Riverside, California, found herself in unbearable distress. Suffering from advanced cervical cancer, Ramirez's battle was already uphill. But nothing could have prepared her or the emergency room staff of Riverside General Hospital for what was about to unfold. As Ramirez was wheeled into the ER, her symptoms were severe. She was experiencing rapid heartbeats, shallow breathing, and an inability to respond cohesively. The medical team sprang into action, but what happened next was beyond their wildest medical hypothesis. Attempting to stabilize her, the staff noticed something unusual. An oily sheen covering Ramirez's body and a fruity, garlicky odor that seemed to emanate from her very blood.
That is really weird.
I know my brother's diabetic, so when he gets low, you can almost feel it. His breath smells fruity. Yeah, it's a symptom of low blood sugar. Fruity, garlicky, that's very specific. And I've tried to imagine what that would smell.
I'm trying to imagine it right now, and I can picture fruity, and I can imagine garlicky, but putting it together, my brain just...
Yeah, it's like my brain just blows up.
I could do one or the other, but my brain can't put them together.
I know, I'm
because it just doesn't go together, and my brain's just, no, you don't do fruit and garlic, that doesn't go together.
And I can't even imagine what it actually would smell like. Like, I've tried to. This isn't the first time. I spent probably hours thinking about this before.
It's fair. We both hyperfixate on these kinds of things.
We really do. Like, the weirdest things.
But I want to know.
I do, too.
But what did it smell, though?
And my question is, how long did it take him to come up with that? Because you smell something, and it, like, takes you a long time to figure out.
I know, right? You don't immediately go, that smells like fruit and garlic.
Yeah. They had to have been like, what is that? And then they just talk about it, and then... Somebody at some point had been like, fruity garlic, and then...
Someone at some point had to, I don't know, a couple hours later maybe? I don't know, it was weird.
I don't know. I can't picture I can't smell the smell, so I can't...
Fully get the whole picture. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Anyways, that's hyperfixation for you.
ADHD for the win.
Within minutes of drawing her blood, the attendant staff began to fall ill themselves. Nurses fainted, doctors felt nauseated, and a sense of panic ensued as the mysterious symptoms spread among those who had come into contact with the Ramirez. The hospital declared a code red, fearing a toxic chemical exposure. The ER was evacuated, patients removed, and a specialized team in hazmat suits was called in to handle Ramirez's case. But despite their efforts, Gloria Ramirez succumbed to her condition that night, leaving behind a baffled medical community and a host of unanswered questions. The immediate effects of Ramirez's arrival at the hospital were not just medical, but psychological. The fear of the invisible, unknown danger lurking within a patient's body threw the ER into disarray and marked the beginning of a mystery that would captivate the world. What was it about Gloria that caused such a bizarre series of reactions? As we delve deeper, the layers of this mystery only grow more complex. Something important to note here is that several of the people who came in contact spent actual time in the hospital, including one of the nurses who actually had throughout the condition, but basically her bones started dying.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so there was a wide range of symptoms that seemed to come from this exposure.
That's bizarre. That's super bizarre.
Yeah. But the events of that night were just the beginning. The aftermath of Gloria's arrival at the emergency room would spur investigation theories and debates far beyond the walls of Riverside General Hospital. The mysterious symptoms and rapid decline in Gloria's case or health were just the beginning of the night that would etch itself into medical history. The aftermath of the fateful encounter in the emergency room spurred a series of investigations seeking answers to a growing list of questions. Let's talk about the hospital staff's reaction real quick. In the wake of Gloria's death, the hospital was in turmoil. Several staff members who had been very close contact with Ramirez experienced a variety of alarming symptoms. Dizziness, fainting, nausea, overtook the caregivers who had only moments before been fighting to save a freaking life.
Much like you're fighting to speak today?
Yes, exactly.
You're usually better than this. You're just having a day, man. It's okay. You're just having a day.
Yeah, it's a day, all right.
It's because I riled you up earlier. Yeah, that's all it is. It's because I got you super riled up.
And you guys won't know why she riled me up until... after this video releases. Listen to the next episode after this one releases and you'll understand.
I made him mad.
Hold on. Which order?
I don't know.
Okay, so by the time you listen to this episode, you will know why she riled me up. So yeah. Listen to the previous episode.
You'll know why.
I had to think about
what made him real mad.
I had to think about which order we were going to release.
I upset he spaghettied him.
A total of 23 people fell ill, with 5 being hospitalized. What was it about Gloria's that had caused such an immediate and severe reaction?
I don't know, Matt. How about you tell me?
That was more a rhetorical question. We'll get into
that
later.
You just looked at me. I was like, I don't know. This is a mystery. How about you tell me?
That reminds me of the other day.
Like what?
One of our coworkers came up to me to ask me a question.
Oh, it was great.
And I just stared at him.
We just stared, and he just kept going.
Yeah, he just kept talking and adding stuff to it.
We both just stared at him, and he just kept going, and it was glorious. We just kept waiting until the end how long he was going.
And I just learned at that point that I can just stare at someone, and they'll just keep talking.
It was amazing.
The hospital took no chances, evacuating the emergency room and calling in a hazardous materials team. The scene was one straight out of a science fiction novel, with hazmat-suited professionals trying to identify the source of what they believed might be a chemical contamination. Ramirez's body was isolated in a sealed aluminum casket, underscoring the fear and uncertainty surrounding her case.
Honestly, that's so sad for her family.
Yeah, and it was several months before they were even able to have a proper funeral for her.
Yeah.
Because they obviously had to wait for the medical examiner to release the body. And
what about the risks that they were taking releasing the body and everything else, too?
Oh, yeah. There was some rumors that they had a hard time finding a funeral home that would actually...
Oh, I'm sure.
Especially in California. I don't want to say this was a big story all around. I don't know because I was 5 years old.
It probably was.
But it was very big story in California.
Even if it was just word of mouth, I guarantee you it got around.
Oh, yeah. So the initial investigations, the county health department, along with forensic scientists, embarked on a mission to unravel the mystery. Early theories abounded, from Ramirez being a victim of an environmental poison to suggestions that her body had produced a toxic substance due to her illness. Among more scientific speculations was the presence of dimethyl sulfoxide, DMSO, a solvent used as a home remedy for pain, which Ramirez was known to use.
I have no idea what that is. Do we have any idea what that is?
DMSO, it's a type of cream that goes on the skin that...
Oh, like a pain relief.
Yeah, it's like a... Yeah. And we'll get more into that later. So, well, we'll get into more what that would have caused, but...
Fair enough.
The hypothesis suggested that the DMSO in Ramirez's system might have reacted with oxygen administered by the paramedics, transforming the dimethyl sulfate and possibly further into dimethyl sulfate, a potent and toxic compound. But this theory, while plausible, did not fully explain the rapid onset of symptoms in the ER staff and the variety of the illnesses reported. And we will definitely get into this more here in a minute, because there's a lot more to this.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, yeah, I guess it does make sense. But I just feel like that wouldn't cover everything else.
No, but it gets interesting.
Okay, fair.
So the complexity of Gloria's case brought together toxicologists, pathologists, and chemists in a collaborative effort to find answers. Yet the initial investigation only deepened the mystery. With more questions than answers, the case of the toxic lady... I said I wasn't going to say that again. The case of Gloria began to take on a life of its own, capturing the imagination of the public and the scientific community alike. But... as investigations continued, theories about what happened the night began to diverge, leading to speculation and debate among experts. Now we're going to get into some of the theories. So the DMSO theory. This is the most widely publicized theory revolved around the use of DMSO, a solvent often used as an alternative for pain relief. It was proposed that Ramirez's use of DMSO led to a series of chemical reactions in her body, culminating in the production of dimethyl sulfate, a highly toxic substance compound known for its ability to cause severe pulmonary distress and organ damage. This theory suggested that the administration of oxygen into Ramirez might have accelerated the chemical transformation, turning a pain relief remedy into a deadly poison.
But has that ever happened? It's weird that's never happened in anybody else before, though.
No, and that's there. A lot of one of the theories of how
because of the she said she was on chemo or something. Was it
she had cancer and she used the DMSO? Adding oxygen to the DMSO could cause it to become dimethyl sulfam. Now, over time, and perhaps catalyzed by the electrical shocks or defibrillation, because remember, her heartbeat was rapidly beating, so they probably would have defibrillated her to try to get it to beat normally. And it's theorized that the dimethyl sulfone could have transformed into dimethyl sulfate. Obviously, it's a theory, and while it's possible and plausible, it was never actually shown to ever happen. And it's not even shown that it could happen, but it's just one of the theories. And in fact, it was the theory that the medical examiner would eventually say was the most plausible, which is why it's still one of the most widely known theories about this case. The next theory, environmental contaminant theory. Another theory suggests that Ramirez was exposed to an environmental contaminant before arriving to the hospital. Supporters of this theory point to the industrial areas surrounding Riverside, speculating that Ramirez might have come into contact with a substance that, when mixed with her body chemistry and the hospital's medical interventions, produced a toxic reaction. However, extensive testing and investigation have yet to identify a specific contaminant that could have caused such a reaction.
And that makes sense to me, too, because you still can't prove it.
Yeah. And this one is a lot like the DMSO theory, except for the DMSO at least has a starting point. This is just saying she could have got something from the environment and it could have reacted with her body and it could have turned into something poisonous.
Yeah. It's just the weirdest thing. Because we're wrong. We talked about this in the previous episode where just the right exact amount of circumstances creates the perfect storm. Mm. And that's what I feel like happened here. It had to have. Mm. But we have to find that exact perfect storm.
Yep. And in something like this, that's something that not necessarily has happened before. And when you talk about anything medical anyways, technically it only takes one time for it to happen. Just because it hasn't happened before doesn't mean that something's not possible. There's several diseases and stuff that only one or two people ever get, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist.
You just have to figure it out. I don't know. The whole thing's just ridiculous.
Hospital infrastructure theory. Some have proposed that the cause of the toxic exposure might have been related to the hospital's infrastructure. This theory suggests that a chemical used within the hospital itself, possibly through a faulty ventilation system or chemical spill, was the real culprit. While intriguing, thorough inspections and reviews conducted in the aftermath found no evidence of such failure or contamination within the hospital system. However, a few years before this incident, there was an incident of raw sewage leaking into the ER.
Oh, God, that would be insanity.
Yeah. So it's not the first time that the hospital has had, I don't know if it was raw sewage. Basically, they had an incident where something was leaking into the where it shouldn't have been. Point is, Riverside has had problems in the past and have been fined for it and supposedly fixed it. Now, I will say that they did have a thorough inspection. Outside entities came in to inspect the hospital after the fact, and they didn't find anything, which kind of leads to the fact that I don't think this is the cause of the anything.
Yeah.
But again, the hospital has had issues in the past, so it's not unreasonable to think that something could have happened.
No, it's not. But did they have any issues once they got her down to the medical examiner and stuff?
No. And the medical examiner never got affected, but they also did the autopsy in an airtight room with
hazmat suits and stuff. That's fair.
So by that point, they were already taking extra precautions. Even the two nurses who were transporting the Gloria's body to the morgue in the hospital ended up getting sick. So by that point, it was put in an airtight room and they started taking more precautions, but by that point, the damage was already done.
Correct.
So, the next theory, rare metabolic disorder theory.
heard this one and I like it.
A more medically oriented theory posits that Gloria Ramirez might have suffered from an undiagnosed and rare metabolic disorder. The disorder could have produced volatile compounds in her body, which were then released in concentrated form when she became critically ill. Though metabolic disorders can indeed produce unusual and sometimes harmful substances, the specific conditions necessary to replicate the reactions observed in Ramirez's cases are, to date, speculative and unproven. I do this one because, again, it's medically sound.
Yep.
But again, we don't have that starting
point.
Completely
proven, exactly. Yeah. But this one makes the most sense to me, personally.
See, and I'm torn between this one and the DMSO theory, just because the DMSO theory, we know that in the right conditions, and not necessarily in the body, but in a lab, that these things can help or yes. can happen. But again, it would take a lot for it to happen in a human body. But that doesn't mean it's impossible either.
And maybe it's just that exact perfect storm moment.
Yeah. And that's why I like that, because the DMSO theory to me is, it's more well-rounded. You have all the factors that could possibly come together. All the factors are there. Every outside source that you would need for it to happen is there. And it just, the only thing that we don't know for sure is if it's technically possible to happen inside of someone's body.
Maybe we do know. Maybe it did, and we just can't completely replicate it because it happened in the body, and we don't want to try and replicate that in a human body again, because obviously it doesn't bode so well for people.
Yeah, and who's to say that it's not a combination of the two? Maybe she had a rare metabolic disorder that reacted with the DMSO.
Right. Maybe it was both.
We know, I think, we're pretty sure at least, I think we know that she used DMSO. There's nothing saying that these two things couldn't be linked or...
Well, right, and who's to say, like you said, that it isn't both of those things?
No.
It could be absolutely both, or it could be something entirely unlinked to any of those things that we don't even know about. But I think both of those things are entirely plausible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Amidst the scientific theories, a number of conspiracy theories have also emerged.
Yeah, now we're talking.
We're only going to touch on these. We're not going to actually get into any of them.
Oh, come on. This is the fun part.
No, it's the sad part, honestly, because among these suggests that Ramirez was involved in the illicit manufacture of meth.
Oh, these are terrible. Just kidding. Yeah. I don't like those. Just kidding. That's bad.
Yeah. Lead into her exposure to toxic precursors to allegations of a cover-up by governmental or medical authorities.
That's why, though?
The cover-up of the medical was... Part of it was saying that because of the Riverside's history with issues.
Yeah, but at the same time.
But yeah, that doesn't necessarily explain how she actually died.
Exactly. You know. That doesn't make sense.
That's one reason why I didn't really want to get into the conspiracy theories too much. But
that's
some people do believe that. And then also there's some people that believe that this is a good case for alien abduction.
Okay, I'm really sad that we're not doing video on this because I just made a heck of a case.
Yeah. I wish I would have recorded that.
Because alien abduction, how? Because that doesn't make, why? Okay, I was all for the conspiracy theories on this one, but why though? That doesn't even make sense. At least usually conspiracy theories make some sort of sense, but that doesn't make any sense.
Some people say that she could have had a toxic reaction to the specific aliens that she was abducted by.
Oh, for God's sake, that doesn't, really?
But it's also something we can't disprove either.
We can't completely disprove it, but I give that plausibility like a 1%. Maybe. 0.01%, okay? That just doesn't track. Your creativity is very low, people. Don't get me wrong. Yes, a couple episodes back, I threw in aliens just because it was funny. But that's not even being funny. You guys are being serious. It's ridiculous.
One thing I want to touch on before we end this episode is for Gloria's family, the mystery of her death, and the moniker the Toxic Lady overshadowed her memory. Struggling with their loss, they sought answers in a sea of theories, hoping to find some sense of closure. Their plight underlined the human aspect of this medical enigma, reminded us that the heart of the mystery was a woman who suffered a tragic and unexplained death. And I think that's a lot of people forget that she was a 31-year-old woman.
She was younger than me right now.
Yeah. And that's one reason why I don't like the whole toxic lady moniker, because I think it's very much disrespectful.
It is. She was a woman. That all that is saying what she was to people in the couple moments before her death. But that's not who she was. And that is disrespectful.
It is an intriguing case to me.
What she was, not who she was. And even then, that's just...
But even on this episode, the episode will be titled Gloria Ramirez. And that's it.
I love that. It's not what we do here.
No. We don't try to be... We do make jokes about certain things. Probably things that upset people, but... They're not jokes.
Victims, though.
Now, if you're from Florida, that's different.
Yeah, or Welch, Oklahoma. Sorry about you.
Or if you're Chester, because fuck Chester.
Absolutely. Fuck Chester.
Yeah, we try not to be disrespectful, because ultimately, a lot of these cases, we talk about people have died, and there are humans are involved in this, and we want to be respectful.
Ultimately, when we cover cases... It's to bring awareness, bring justice, if we can, at the very least, attention to what they've gone through, what happened, things like that. We don't want to bring any sort of shame, anything like that, to their name or their family. That's not what we do.
That's all I got today. Be kind. Rewind.
And fuck Chester.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check out our links in the description below.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.